That is the distinctive sound of whooping cough. What starts as a mild cold or fever can lead to severe coughing fits that can stick around for months. Health experts don't know why Utah and the nation are seeing the worst outbreak of the disease in decades. Theron Jepson is an epidemiologist with the Utah Department of Health.
It's hard to say definitively why. There's some things that you can point to, and that is, you know, certain people, for whatever reason, choose to not get immunized. A good portion of that 851 cases that we've seen come from individuals who were unimmunized.
The department has also noted that some people who contract the disease have been vaccinated. In fact, they're seeing higher levels of pertussis among 10 and 11-year-olds when children are almost due for a booster shot.
That leads us to believe that the effectiveness of the vaccine starts to wane after about 5 years. And those kids that before they get that booster dose between ages 11 and 12, seem to have higher rates of pertussis.
Jepson says the most vulnerable populations are those under 1 year old, who are too young for a vaccine, and those who are almost due for a booster. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.